Alright, what is up guys, and welcome to a new episode of The Real Fitness Show. You guys know we're the only show where we talk about what fitness really is, how you should use it, and how it can really, really improve your life. In this show, we're focused on giving you guys actionable steps and knowledge so you can master the three fundamentals of fitness: exercise, nutrition, and mindset. And today is a special episode because it's going to be the first solo episode right here. I'm going to be just explaining you guys something that's been in my head for a little while, something that I've been learning and I've been coached on. And this is something that my coach always tells me, right? And it's all about commitment. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to build muscle, if you're trying to be healthy, if you're just trying to be a better parent or a better son, it's all about commitment. If you don't have enough commitment, well, it's not going to happen, right? So today, I want to talk to you guys about the five levels of commitment. It doesn't matter what you do, you can only be in one of these five levels. And I'm going to show you how there's only one level, one of all of those, there's only one level that you want and that is worth to be in. So let's just dive right in. I wanna keep this episode really, really short. Just giving you like a little dose of what my mind is all about these days. So the first level is I hope it happens. Okay, you have something in your head. There's something that you want to achieve, but it's more a dream than a goal. It's just something that you will like to happen, and he's like, like it would be great. It would be great to be fit. It would be great to get that promotion. It would be great to be in that position. But you're not really committed to it. It's just like, yeah, if it happens, I'm gonna be happy about it. But I'm not gonna do anything to get there, right? I might keep on dreaming on it. I might do some little stuff here and there, but not a real commitment. There's nothing real holding you accountable for it. And it's not a big surprise. If you're in this level of commitment, well, you'll never achieve that goal that you have. So that's the level number one. The level number two is I'm interest, good idea. And that's when you start thinking, okay, that's actually really interesting. That's something that I could do. And you start figuring out, like, you start imagining things that you can do in order to achieve it. You start imagining situations. You start imagining what would happen if you achieve it. What could you do? If it's a promotion, what could you do with the money? If it's your body, what could you do physically? Could you attract more people? Would you become a more interesting character? All of those things. You start like fantasizing with the idea of actually achieving this dream. And it's something that starts to keep you up at night, okay? It's something that is like, when you're not too tired, you start like daydreaming on your bed, and you're like, yeah, this is something cool. This is a great idea. I think I could do it. It's more than a dream now because you know you have a possibility to do it, but still something that you're not committed to, okay? It's still something that, yeah, that would be great, but I'm not really gonna like say no to anything. I'm not gonna make any sacrifices in order to achieve it, and I'm not gonna go the extra mile so I can make sure that I get that. So that's the second level of commitment, and it's not a surprise that level of commitment is not gonna get you anywhere. So let's go up to level number three. Okay, level number three is just a little bit more. Is I want it to happen. Let's talk about it. This is when you are like, okay, this is something that I want. This is something that I know I can achieve. Let's get to work. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's start planning out. Let's start figuring out what are the things that we need to do in order to achieve it. If it's your fitness journey, and we keep getting back to that because obviously this is a fitness podcast, but if you are trying to get fit, you can be, okay, so the plan is going to be, I'm going to do these workouts. This is going to be my work on Monday. This is going to be my work on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Then this is the things that I'm going to eat. Then I'm going to go and walk and do 10K steps every single day. I'm going to keep junk food away in my diet. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do these other things. You start playing all the things, right? You start playing all the things. You start making sure that you have like a really, really good plan laid out. And you might even get started. You might even get started on it and you start doing some workouts, start preparing, doing some meal prep, start cooking your own foods and all those things. However, you still don't have a commitment. You are just going through the emotions because you feel like doing it right now. So the moment you don't feel like doing it, the moment when it gets tough, the moment when it's cold outside, the moment when you have a whole pizza in front of you and you know you have to eat your what you prep for the week, but now you have that freaking pizza in front of you at your workplace, you're just going to quit. You're like, you know what, this is not really that important, and you're just going to quit, not skip the workout, binge watch Netflix, binge eat, whatever that is that's going to put you off track for the goals that you set for yourself. So that's a decent start, but that's not going to take you anywhere. That's just getting your feet on the water, okay? But it's just to get back up. You're never going to get anywhere with that. You can satisfy your ego for a little bit. You can satisfy yourself for a little bit and be like, hey, you know what? I'm working on myself. I'm doing this for me, blah, blah, blah. But in reality, you're just doing it because you feel like doing it. And it's a great difference. Like, you know, it's true. There's going to be days and there's going to be days when you're going to feel like working out and where you're going to feel like eating the thing that you need to eat and where you're going to feel like saying no to Netflix so you can have an extra hour of sleep. Those things happen. There's even when it sounds a little crazy right now, sometimes it does happen. And sometimes you feel like doing the things that you need to do, but most of the time you're not going to feel like doing the things that you need to do. The problem, this level is what the majority of the people are in, okay? The majority of the people who start a fitness journey, they're in level 3 because they want it to happen because they're motivated for some external reason, okay? They just saw an ad, maybe they saw themselves on the mirror and they didn't like what they saw, maybe they got rejected, whatever that is, right? Maybe they got bad news from their doctor and saying, hey, you need to start taking care of yourself or you're going to start developing some health issues. So they have some external motivations and that makes them strive for usually like a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. But at some point when it gets tough and when they don't feel like doing it, they're just going to be like, hey, you know what? Screw this. I'm going to get back to my old habits. I wasn't even in that bad of a position. So let me just get back to it. And I might get back to this later. Those are the people who are like, yeah, I want to start this, but I'll start after Christmas, or I'll start when summer is closer so I can get ready for summer, or I start after my birthday. All of these things are the ones who keep on procrastinating, and when the single most minimal roadblocks appears, they just quit. That's lever number 3, okay? That's, I want it to happen, let's talk about it. So, like I said, that's where the majority of the people are. And now we get into the upper levels, which is level 4 and level 5. And these guys, when you get to this level, is when you're committed. However, only in level 5 you're going to be able to actually achieve your goals. So stick with me for a second while I go through lever number 4 and level number 5. So, lever number 4 is I'm committed. Unless I'm committed, unless this happens, I'm committed, unless this sort of thing happens. And sadly, the majority of the people who are committed to achieving a goal, and it can be a fitness goal, it can be a career goal, it can be relationship goal, they're in this level. They feel like they're super committed and that this is super important, but they have a couple of scenarios in their head that if this happens, I'm going to have to quit because it's not going to be as important for me. And let me tell you something. I don't know if you realize that, but life has a good way of getting in your, a good, like a bad, my bad. Life has, let me reframe that. Life has a bad costume or a bad habit to get in your way super, super often. When you're trying to accomplish something that you know is going to be good for you, When you're trying to work on yourself, when you're trying to give back to others, when you're trying to do good things, you're going to realize how life gets in the way. It's just how it is. It's not easy. It's never been easy. I don't think it's ever going to get easier because, you know, that's just how life works, right? You try to do something good and then you have opposition. Then you have resistance. And the problem with being in this level is that if the level of resistance is big enough, you are going to quit. And I'm telling you this because you might be thinking, hey, everybody, you know what? If something extreme happens, I'm going to have to quit. There's going to be things that are going to be more important in my life, right? If I'm in a financial crisis and I cannot pay to go to a gym, or I cannot pay to be coached, or if I have, and let me just get into super, super extreme scenarios. If I get my leg cut it off because I had a bad accident, how am I going to continue to work towards my fitness goals? And all those things look reasonable. All those scenarios look reasonable for you to quit and for you to feel sorry for yourself. But the reality is that the moment you do that is the moment you lose. You don't lose when you get into a crisis. You don't lose when you have a real big health problem. You don't lose when you have a big, real like financial or relationship problem. You lose when you decide that problem is going to stop you from achieving the goals that you've set for yourself. And I'm telling you this because if there's freaking people who has climbed the Mount Everest without legs, like there's guys who have done that, and probably women, I don't know, but probably women as well. If there's people running double as fast as me without normal legs, if there are guys who live without legs and without arms that can be motivational speakers and like move thousands and thousands and thousands of people, I can guarantee you that nothing is going to happen in your life that is going to prevent you or that is going to put you in a situation where you are not going to be able to achieve your goals. What's going to happen is that a lot of times life is going to put you in a situation where you got to get resourceful. You got to figure out a way. Okay, you gotta figure out, okay, so this happened into my life. I didn't have this plan at all. Okay, I didn't know this was gonna happen. This was not on the plan. What do I do now? That's the mindset that you need to go with. Okay, because if you stay in that level four or of I'm committed unless this happens, you're already telling your subconscious mind that, hey, there's a way out. The moment this happens, I'm gonna be able to quit. So you unintentionally, most of the time, you're going to be actually creating those situations. Okay, I'm not saying that if you don't create those situations, those are not going to happen because, like I say, life gets in the way. But many, many times, if you're in this level of commitment that you know there's a couple situations that if they happen, you're going to just quit, you will face those roadblocks and you will quit. That's just how it is, because I've seen it many, many times with many, many guys who have been trying to accomplish many things. And I'm not just talking about fitness right now. I'm talking about careers. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about a lot of things. The only way that you're going to accomplish your fitness goals, the single and only way that you're going to accomplish your fitness goals is if you get to the level 5 of commitment. And the level 5 of commitment is I am committed whatever it takes, or I am committed no matter what. That means, that doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. That doesn't mean that you're not going to have to face the roadblocks. That doesn't mean that everything will be just a piece of cake. It means that the moment you face those roadblocks, because they will come, the moment you don't feel like doing the things, the moment when you have a bad situation at home, the moment when you're stressed at the work, those moments is when you're going to get back to your commitment and be like, hey, you know what? The plan that I had is no longer working because this, and this. So I'm going to get resourceful. I'm going to figure out a way to make this happen no matter what. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care how bad in the situation you are. If you get to this level of commitment, this is where you're gonna succeed. And if you look at all the like successful people in history, they all had this level of commitment. And I know we always talk about fitness, but if you look at Edison, if you look at Julius Caesar, if you look at Alexander the Great, all of them had a level of commitment that he was level 5. You can tell me any successful person in history, Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, even Oprah right now, all of these people, they all had a level 5 of commitment. They were going to achieve their goals no matter what. And I know their goals were not physical goals. They were like to help other people, to free other people, to give voices to other people, to conquer countries, to create a freaking light bulb. Do you know how many times Edison tried in order to create and to invent the light bulb? Hundreds and hundreds of times. And he had moments when he was in a bad financial situation. He was in a bad family situation. He was in a bad personal situation, and he kept on trying because he was committed no matter what. He knew he was going to get there. Okay, and it's use is the only way, guys. This is the only way where you're going to achieve your goals. And I'm telling you this because I've seen it. I've seen it happen. Okay, I've seen guys go through the worst scenarios, through the worst moments of their life, but they were in this level 5 of commitment, and they achieved their goals. And I've seen guys having everything in their favor, okay? Everything went well for them. They didn't have to face any roadblock. They didn't have to get resourceful. They didn't have to do anything, but they were in one of the other 4 levels and quit on themselves. So I guess my lesson for you guys, and this is something that took me a little longer than I would like to learn, is that either you are in level number 5, or you may not want to get started at all. Like, if you're not gonna get to level number 5, I'm gonna save you a lot of suffering. I'm gonna save you a lot of time. I'm gonna save you a lot of effort, and I'm gonna tell you, don't even get started. If you're going to get in a fitness journey, if you're going to get in a career path, if you're going to try to get that girl, that guy, but you're not committed to achieve it no matter what, it's going to be better if you don't even do it, because you're not going to get it anyway. You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your effort. You're going to get frustrated, and you're going to quit at the end of the day. But if you get to not to, if you're committed to level number 5, you're like, you know what, this is something that I want, and I'm committed to achieving it no matter what, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it is, no matter how tired I am, no matter how expensive that is, no matter how much time I have to dedicate. If you're in that level of commitment, then I can tell you something. It's going to be hard. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to get impatient. You might even get a little bit depressed sometimes. But you're going to get it. You're going to achieve your goals. But it's the only way, guys. That's the only way. And no one is telling you that this is going to be easy. Unless your goal is to just do one push-up, to just pass one test, to just get a look for that person, to just get $10. Unless you have stupid small goals, every goal that is worth work for is going to be hard. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's going to take money, most likely. And it's going to take the best of you. So that's what I'm saying, that either you are in that level 5, either you are committed no matter what, or don't even start, because you're going to be wasting your time. So those are the 5 levels of commitment. Those are the things that drive the majority of the people. And sadly, because I work in the fitness industry and I see it, but I'm also in the business industry because obviously I'm a coach, and I see other coaches and I see other people building their businesses. Everything takes a long time to build. Okay, either you're super lucky or it takes a long time. Either if it's your family, if it's your career, if it's your body, if it's your business, whatever that is, it takes a long time. And it takes a lot of resources. And it takes a lot of frustration. So you better be on that level 5 of commitment. Or otherwise, you're gonna have a really, really bad time. And the worst thing about it is that that's not gonna give you the results that you want either. So hopefully that helps at least one person. I wanna remind you guys that this is a free podcast. So if you guys found value into this podcast, I'll ask you to just go to iTunes and leave a 5-star rating if you guys believe this was worthy of it. And also leave a review. I read all of the reviews that you guys write, and I'm really, really appreciative for them. And also let me know. Either just write a review or send me a DM on Instagram at ericfitness. And let me know if you guys like this kind of podcast, the solo podcast where I'm just rambling a little bit about things that I have in my mind. I think this was a too big of a lesson not to share with y'all. Because it took me a long time to understand that level 4 is not good enough, right? If you're committed unless X and Y and Z happens, you're going to end up quitting. So you need to do a little exercise for yourself. You need to really, really talk to yourself and be like, hey, is this something that I'm willing to commit no matter what? Is this something I'm willing to commit whatever it takes? Because if it is, man, just go all in. Either go all in or don't go at all. Okay, so hopefully this helps at least one person. If you find value into it and you know someone who might benefit from it, be a good friend, be a good family member, and send this episode his way. Let him know about the Real Fitness Show and just help us spread the word of the Real Fitness. And with that being said, I'm super grateful for all of you who are listening to this podcast, sharing, leaving reviews. Thank you for all of you, because this podcast is growing and this is just because of you guys. So I'm super, super grateful for you guys. And yeah, let me know if you guys like this kind of episode, and I might start doing some more solo episodes in the future. With that being said, guys, have a great, great day. I'll talk to you guys next week in a new episode of The Real Fitness Show.